Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Yud Beit, and we begin today Halacha Aleph of Perek Sheni. So, we had begun Perek Rishon to discuss the Zmanim of Kriyat Shema. Now, the question is various dinim, beginning with the Halachas of Kavana in Kriyat Shema. Says the Mishnah, Haya kore batorah v'higi hazman ha-mikra, im kivein libo yatsa, v'imav lo yatsa. Somebody was reading, happened to be reading in the Torah, and he got to the parasha of Shema. It came time to say Kriyat Shema, if he had kavana in his kriya. So then he was yotze. If not, he was not yotze. So the question over here, as we know from Brachot in our daf Yomi Bavli, the simple meaning would be in kivim libo, would be a question whether mitzvot zirchot kavana or not zirchot kavana. If you hold that mitzvot zirchot kavana, so then im kivim libo means latzeit. But what about if you hold that mitzvot ein zirchot kavana? There, the kavana means over here that the adam is korei not in order to actually read, but in order to get the words straight. But there was no kavana for actual reading and to make a sentence out of it. Im kivein libo means if he had been checking, let's say, just reading out word by word, and now he realized, oh, this is my Kriyat Shema, let me actually read it, or he wants to read it for whatever reason. So that would be the meaning of im kivein libo. The problem is that it's mashma later on, but the Yerushalmi doesn't quite agree with that. And that the meaning of im kivein libo means im kivein libo to understand what he's talking about. Because in the first part of Kriyat Shema, see how much, you need to understand what you're saying. And that may be the meaning over here as well. Anyway, continuing on. Uba prakin, and u doesn't make much sense. It makes better to say Baprakim Shoel Mipnei HaKavon. If you're coming now to be Mafsik, you're in the middle of saying Kriyat Shema, and you're between the various paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, you're between the various brachot, and we're going to explain what that is. Shoel Mipnei HaKavon, if somebody to whom you owe honor walks by, you're allowed to initiate the Sheilah, I should say Shalom Aleichem, and if somebody asks you or says to you Shalom Aleichem, you are also Meshiv. And again, we'll see what this means, because obviously if you can initiate, you can respond. If you're in the middle of a paragraph or in the middle of one of the brachot, then you can only initiate Bibnei HaYirah, someone whom you fear, which is a machok, is what that means. Some learn that it means you're frightened of him. Literally, he may hurt you. And others say that obviously if there's a fear that he might hurt you, then it's pikuach nefesh, and we don't need a mishnah to teach me that. And the meaning of mipnei hayirah would mean a father, a mother, a rav, or there's a chiyav of mora, or a rabcha, or a avicha. That's more than kavod. So be'emtzer shohel mipnei hayirah u'meshiv. Diver Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, be'emtzer Shoel mipnei hayirah. But you can be meshiv even mipnei hakavod. And if you're in the prakim themselves, meaning bein haprakim, you could be shoel mipnei hakavod, but you could even be meshiv shalom to anybody, and you respond as a matter of decency. Says the Gemara, Haya kore b'torah v'yigei hazman ha-mikra im kivein libo yatsa, Omer Rabbi Abba. The Mishnah says that you're yotzei only if you're a kivein libo. But zot omer, she'in ha-brachot ma'akvot. First of all, it doesn't say anything about your needing to say the birchot Kriyat Shema. You're obviously in the middle of reading the Torah. You weren't thinking about Kriyat Shema. So what good would it do to be ma'akvein libo? Must be that you do not require the brachot in order to be yotzei the chiyuv. Om Rabbi Yosef, im omer ha-chut tzarich levorech. If you tell me that he would not be Yotzi Kriyat Shema without Brachot, as opposed to what Rababa said, then we could still say that the Mishnah over here might be talking about a case where he had been Mevorech, and then he needs to be Mechavet Libo Bekulam in the Parsha Shema and not in the first Parsha. So that if the Brachot are Ma'akvot, obviously the Kriya Shema itself is Ma'akvot, and therefore it would be saying that you need Kavana all the way through. Hativa. And indeed we asked on Rabbi Abba, on Rabbi Ba, what is the proof that Brachos are Ma'akvot? Just because the Mishnah didn't say anything about needing to be Mefarez, that's not the only thing that the Mishnah didn't mention. They know Mafsik. I mean, what about if he's being Korei Batorah? How about the fact that in the middle of Kriyat Shema he's going to be reading other things? Because Kriyat Shema is not, does not appear in the Torah as Kriyat Shema. So we're putting together various parashiyot that are not next to each other, so how can you be Yotze? Velotanina. And we not nonetheless say in the Mishnah that you're Yotze. And therefore, we should say the same thing. Afagav, even though the Mishnah didn't say it, just like it didn't say over here in the Mishnah that you couldn't be mafsik, it didn't say that Tzarech Levarach, and it leaves it up to you to fit in the issues. So it may well be, therefore, that we cannot prove from the Mishnah, maybe the Brachot are Ma'akvot, after all. So then, let's move on to the question of whether it's true that if you need to have Kavanah in the Brachot, you certainly need to have Kavanah in all of the Parshiot of Kriyat Shema. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi said, that we need to have Kavanah in everything. So Zot Omeret Tzarich Lechavein Et Libo Bekulam, if that's what you hope. Or is perhaps there a way to get out of that conclusion of Rabbi Yossi? Well, says Gemara Dash Mina Minhag. L'chora, we could bring a raya from the following braita, that there is certainly no din that we need to be mechavein throughout. Because Rabbi Acha Amar, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, im kiven libo b'perek rishon, af api shalo kiven libo b'perek shenit. So you had kavana the whole parsha of Shema up until v'hayayim shamoah, and afterwards you didn't have in kavana, nonetheless you would be yotze. So apparently Rabbi Yosa is mukash from this. Why would there be a difference? The truth is that anything that it says in the first parak is written in the second parak, in which case the first parak subsumes the second parak, and kavona in the first parak is essentially enough, because you have the din of Ava, you have the din of the tefillin, and you have the din of Limud HaTorah, Vishinatem, Ukshatam. So that's the Iker idea. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, so then why say it? I mean, Me'ata lo yikra, Alecha. Then why say both of them if you're telling me that the first one basically subsumes it? Well, if you take a look at the language, the first parasha, the entire first chelek, the Rishon, is said in Lashon Yachid. It's all singular, and it's V'ahavta, V'avecha, and then the second one, V'ayim Shemoa, is all said V'lashon Rabim, Yim Shemoa Tishmu'u, and so on. The Rishon is L'Talmud, and the Sheni is coming L'Ma'aseh, and that's called the Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot, because in the second one it says V'ayim Shemoa Tishmu'u El Mitzvotai. And therefore, you must say it because of the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. Now, the kavona we saw was ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everywhere in the first parasha. Whereas Bar Kappara Amar, Im lecha tzirich kavona, elek l'shlosha psukim rishonim, which is until al levavecha. So Bar Kappara holds that you basically can get away with those first three psukim. The Tony Kane and the Braita proves that this is true. And that is that it says over there, Vishinantam. Vishinantam tells me that Ad Kan from the beginning of the parsha until the word Vishinantam, which comes after Alev Avecha, which is the end of the third pasuk, which tells me that Ad Kan Lekavana, Mikan Ve'elech is Lishinun. So Lishinun means to say it. And up to here, however, we expected Alev Avecha. We expect it to be in your heart, And in your heart, of course, is the meaning of kavana. Rabbi Huna, and he's quoting Rabbi Uri, he's quoting Rabbi Yosef, he's quoting Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Shem Shmuel, Tzarich lekabel alav malchus shamayim meumad. In order to be properly mechaven in Kriyat Shema, and in some learn that these are all quoting Shmuel, so that if that's the case, the problem that we have over Rav Huna, which is Huna in Bava, where they pronounce the chet properly, is a little bit weird, because if we learn it the way that we said it as quoting, then it would turn out that Rav Huna is quoting Rav Yosef, and that is never done, because Rav Yosef was a student of Rav Huna, not vice versa. But in any event, the question is, Ma, what exactly you mean by that? That what? That Haya Yoshev Omed? You're supposed to stand? I thought that a person has more ability to think properly when he's sitting. I mean, we saw that in the Inyan of Sukkah and so on. Look, it means Omed. It doesn't mean stand. It means stand still. That is to say, imayama halech, if he's in the middle of walking, he should stand still. It certainly doesn't mean that he has to get up if he's sitting. So that if he is walking, he will find it difficult to have proper kavona. Tony, tzarich la'arich be'echad, at the end of the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he should be ma'arich, in order to be mechavin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, L'mala, L'matan, Abaruch Atah Shamay. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, the only way to do that is if the Ha'aracha is in the Dalid, because if you're going to say Echa, that has nothing to do with the word. I mean, what does Echa mean? And the Sumchas, Bar Yosef Omer, Kol HaMa'arich Be'Echad, that way, the correct way, Ma'arichin Lo Yomav Ushnotav B'Tovah. It's a little bit of a problem because we don't properly pronounce the Dalit anyway, and therefore for us, it's very difficult to do it properly. So that the way that it's brought in the tour is that Shiyadgish B'Dalit, not Shiyarich B'Dalit, because there's no way with our pronunciation, the Temanim can do it. With our pronunciation, all you can do is stress the Dalit, which is why you sometimes hear people Echad, which, at least according to Turz Girsa, makes sense. Rabbi Yirmiyah Avimarich Sagin. Rabbi Yirmiyah spent a very long time on the Ha'aracha of the Dalit. Rabbi Zeri, you don't have to go so far, you know. Lo atzerich kolecha, ela kedei shtem lecheo b'shamayim b'va'aretz, u'va'arba ruchot ha'shamayim. Kabbalah Zol Malka Shamayim has no end, obviously, but what it is that you want to be mechavin to is stretching across the universe. Pretty small. That shouldn't take you too long. Rav, who used to learn by Rebbe, Sholu Reb Chiya Rabba, V'leina Chami L'Rebbe B'Kabbalah Zol Malka Shamayim. I'm really confused because I never see Rebbe breaking from shir, and he's always giving shir at the time of Kriyat Shema, and I never see him take a break to be Mekabel Ol Malka Shemayim, that is to say Kriyat Shema. Omar Leis, Rebbe Rabba said to him, Katechemine Yayv Yadi Alapoy. That moment where you see him, he puts his hand on his face for a minute, he looks like he's thinking. It's during that moment that he's Mekabel Ol Malka Shemayim, and he says the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. Marlis Raves Rabchia, is that enough? How about Zechel Yitzhiat Mitzrayim? Veino Tzrich Laskir Yitzhiat Mitzrayim? Marlis, so Rabchia told him, let Ifshar, Deloyate Mila, you will never find that he doesn't, at some point, as he's giving the shir, that he doesn't manage to put in some sugya that has to do with Yitziat Mitzrayim, and he discusses it. And in doing that, he's Yotzei Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim. He doesn't necessarily say it in the Pasuk. Rav Dov Yumisha, it seems to be that Rebbe who acts this way clearly is not holding. You need kavon in all three psukim. He doesn't have enough time to do that. So Rebbe Dov Yumisha, Rebbe Chizkiya, Letara Amra. Doesn't that prove that in lechat zarich kavanah ela pasuk rishon davar? We've gone from the entire first parak to the first three psukim. And now it seems that all that you absolutely have to be mechavenin is the first pasuk alone. In which case, everything that we had up until now wouldn't be true. Omar le, well, not necessarily, because ada yitaneh, while in the course of putting his hands in front of his face and taking that instant rest, so he's able to say until Vishinante, which is the first three psukim, when I was up till and including Alav Avecha. So it could be that he actually does that. Rabbi Muna, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yosef Glili, Him Ifsikba, Kedeli Krotet Kula. If you were in the middle of reading Kriyat Shema and you stop and you interrupt, and then you start again, and all you do is you wait. But during the period that you waited, you had enough time to read the entire Kriya Shema from beginning to end. So then even if you continue, it's not considered to be one Kriya, and lo yatsa yidei chovato. It's not possible to be yotzei chiyuv in that fashion. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Ra, halacha k'Rabbi Muna, shomer mishum Rabbi Yehuda, shomer mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglil. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok says that af be'alelu b'kriyat ha-megillah came. The same shear of being mafsik, the time that it would take to be kore the entire thing, is also true that it's ma'akev in halom kriyat ha-megillah, and you'd have to start all over again. Abba Baravuna and Rav Chista have a yatfin, they were sitting in Amrin, that even though this is talking about speaking, but af bitkiyotkein, the din should be the same when it comes to tkiyah shofar, that if the hafsaka is long enough to do a tkiyah of all the tkiyot, you should have to go back and start from the beginning. And then they happen to be salkel beit rav, they came into the Beis HaMedrash, and they hear v'shamun rachuna, who is saying, b'shem rav, that afilu shima'ana tesha sha'ot, even if you hear the Teisha Tekiyot, that is the absolute Chiyot, over a course of 9 hours, one per hour, which obviously you could have been Gomer as Kulam, nonetheless, you would be Yotzei, not like they said. In Amar Abizira Adan Taman, when I was still back in Bovel, I had this title, Tzrichatli, whether there's a din of Shiyah that's Ma'akev the Tekiyot, and I never got it clear, but when I came here to Eretz Yisrael, Katzaliket lahacha, and I made aliyah here. Shemayit Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afilu shema'an kol hayom. Even if you spread out the kriyas shofar across the entire day, it would be sufficient, and you would be yotze. Rabbi Zeira also says that even though I didn't hear this part, however, I think that that's only true if hushu shaman al haseder. So in other words, you can't have it shaloka seder and then put it together and say, well, it's okay, I heard all of the separate tekiyas. It has to be in the order in which it's meant to be in the correct seder. Now, some learn that the meaning is not that it's the correct seder, but rather that there isn't a kol that would ruin, which is, of course, the way we pass. Obviously, even though you hear it on the Seder, but if there was something in between, maybe a call that was possible and a one call that sounded like another call, that would no longer be Allah Seder, even though you could say, well, I don't count that one. It has to be Allah Seder without a call that's ma'akev, and that's why we start over again, the one each Sidra separately. Rabbi Yosef boy. Rabbi Yosef said that Havizet Tzarech Pshuta Harishona. So you need to do, one guy walks in and he's holding by tekiah. And another guy was holding by tekiah, but it was the wrong tekiah. It was the tekiah that was the last tekiah, so that he was already up to the end. And he comes in, and the Beit HaKnesset where he comes in now is starting a new Seder Tkiyas. Can the first Tkiya in the Beit HaKnesset be Motzi him a last Tkiya, or is each one a function of its particular Seder? In other words, does it go according to the individual who's listening, or does it go according to the Kol? Tkiya achat Motzi'ah yidei shneihem. Each one of them could be Yotze, the Chiev that they have, because it's not a din in the Kol, it's a din in the Shmiata Kol. In Revavim Barachia, boy, Revavim Barachia, sometimes boy, we said, means there's different things. So in this case, it means boy the way it usually means, which is raises the question, how do we define Kedei Ligmoret Kula? Is it including Kriyat Shema Birchoteha, or is it just Kriyat Shema? In other words, do we need to include from the beginning of Yotzer V'Choshech all the way until Shmoneh Esrei? Or does it mean just Kriyat Shema itself? So that if you were Mafsik, the Shir of Hefsik of the Barucha, would that be the Birchoteha and not the Kriyat Shema? In other words, is each thing that you were Mafsik in defined separately? And furthermore, Hifsik Shilisha, suppose you were Mafsik, let's say, as long as it would take to read 30%. And then you read, and then you were Mafsik again, long enough to read 30%. And then you do that again. So in other words, do we say that all the three-thirds are Kedei Likrotit Kulan? Or do they not? In other words, once I start it again, it's not going to be mitzaref with the other ones. Furthermore, do we look at this as some objective shear, or is it a shear based on how fast you were reading it up to the point that you were mafsik? So is it the pekorei misharina? It's measured by the individual who was reading until now, or is there some average that we take, the mean kriyat shema time? So it's b'chol adam b'sha'ari. Amar Rabbi Matanyo mistabra b'korei. I mean, since the entire thing is basically a proportionality in hafsaka, should be a proportionality, it makes sense that in terms of this last question, I don't know about your other questions, but this last question is very reasonable to say that it should be defined by the way it's being read up until this point. Rabbi Avu sha'al Rabbi Yochanan, began on a Kari Shema. I was reading Kriyat Shema while I walk, and I sometimes come to a place where I'm not allowed to read. So the Avar b'mevo'ot ha'patunafot, there's places where there's dirty things on the road, I'm not allowed to read Kriyat Shema in front of it. So I'm mafsik until I pass by, because it's osur to say Kriyat Shema or Divrei Torah in a place that smells and so on. I want to know whether I'm nafikan yadei chovati or not. So was I yotze, or do I have to read it once again? So Rabbi Yochanan said, my dearest Abba, im mafsikat kedei lekrot kula lo yatzat yadei chovatcha. My son, if you didn't do a hafsaka that long, you could make his Korea from the beginning to end, fine. If not, you're going to have to read it again. Rabbi Elazar saw the coming back of Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. Rabbi Elazar had gone to visit Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, who was ill. So Amar Lei began to anatashish. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba said to him, I have a big problem. I'm so weak because I'm ill that when I read Kriyat Shema, I fall asleep, basically in the middle, so that I lose concentration. I'm mitnamnim, not mamish sleeping, but like half asleep. So ani kari shema hu mitnamne. Nafikana yadei chovati, is that a sufficient kavona to be yotze, or is that just called doing something without consciousness? Or male in, you are yotze, even if you were menamnim, and you actually, the period of the nimnum would have been sufficient to do a kriya of all of it. It's not called a hafsok as long as you were saying over the Kriyat Shema at the time. היה קורה בתורה והגיע הזמן המקרים כיוון ליבו יצא ואם לאו לא יצא בפרקים שרבי בני הכבוד ומשיב ובאמצע שרבי בני העירה ומשיב לרבי מאיר רבי יהודה אומר באמצע שרבי בני העירה ומשיב בבני הכבוד ובפרקים שרבי בני הכבוד ומשיב שלום לכל אדם היה קורה בתורה מרבה בזאת אומרת שאין הברכות מעקבות אומר רבי יוסי אבל אם אומרת שאתה צריך לברך So then the same thing would be true about the brachot. Birech tzarich chafetz libo b'kulam also. Hativan ve'ino mafsik v'lo tenitam. Zavach avagav d'lo tenitza. Tzarich levarech, you could say it too. Zot omer, tzarich lechavenet libo b'kulam. Well, actually, not necessarily. Mashbina min hada. רב אחי אומר בשום רב יודע אם כיוון ליבו בפרק ראשון אף בשביל כיוון בפרק שני יצא why would there be a difference מה בין פרק ראשון ומה בין פרק שני אומר רבחיני because the essentials of כל מה שכתוב בזה are already written בזה in the first one so then why do we say it even at all so מייתה לא יקרא לכאן אומר רבי לא well that's because the ראשון is said בלושן יחיד and the שני is for the ציבור so there's a different level obviously of the concepts of Avas Hashem when it's something that a tzibur has to be zeichet to. And the Rishon doesn't talk about the Kabbalah or Malchus or Mitzvahs. So the Rishon is the Talmud and the Sheni is the Maaseh. Bar Kapor Omer Tzach, we don't need Kavona the whole thing. In the Chatzir Kavona, the Shosh Pesukim HaRashonim Bovad. And look, you can bring a riot from the Brighter, even though Bar Kapor himself is generally viewed as a Tana. The truth is that he was the transition of the Dorot to the Amoraim. So you like to bring a brighter for him, Vishinatam. Vishinatam means up until now you have Alav Avecha. So Ad Kan Lekavana, Mikan Ve'erach, Vishinatam means Pepe. Rebchuna, Rebori, Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, Tzorech Lekabal Olav Baruch Hashamayim Me'umad. What? What do you mean Me'umad? My Yosef Omeid. No, imayim ahalech omeid. That means mumad, as opposed to sitting. Tony, tzarich la'arich bi'achad. Nachman Yitzchak Mevad, bedalit of the achad. Sungas by Yosef Omer, kol ha'amer arich bi'achad, marichin lo yamar v'shnotav betofa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'marich sagi, normally Rabbi Zeira, leta tzarich ka'alecha, nela kidei, shetam v'cheo v'shamayim v'oretz, v'v'abar ruchot ha'olam. Rav Shelu Rabbi Chiyo Rabba, I never see Rebbe. Lena Chamila Rebbe Mekabel Avol Malchus Shamayim. Oh my, look carefully, man. Katachmine Yayv Yadei Alapui. That's when he's Mekabel Avol Malchus Shamayim. Oh my, well, what about the whole, you know, Vayomer Mekabel Av? What about Tzarech Laski Tzad Mitzrayim? Oh my, didn't you ever notice that Letav Shelo Yati Mila about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Somehow or other, it's brilliant. If to view me, Shalom Rebbe Chizkia. Let the Amra she'en lecha tzarech kavona ela pasuk harishon bavad. Amar lei, ada v'tnad v'shinantam. So he does it quick. Rebbani omer b'shom reyudah r'mishom reyudah tzeg lili. Im ifzik ba kedei likrot et kula lo yatsa yedei chovato. Rabbi Ban, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Shem Rav, Lachik, Rabbi Muna, Shem Rav, Shem Yudah, Shem Rav, Shem Yudah, Shem Rav, 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 Af Bahalu, Bekriya, Shem Megillah, Ken. Abba, Baravun, Rav Chista, Vyatvin, Amrin, Af Betkiot, Ken. And then they were talking to Beit Rav, and they overheard that Rav Huna, Shem Rav, Afilu, Shaman, Atesh, Shot, Beyom, Yatz. Om Rabbi Zira, Ad, Da'ana, Taman, Tzrichavi, V'katzalikat Lachat, Shamayit, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Shaman spread out over Kol Hayom, Yatza, as long as Ushu Shaman ala Seder. Rabbi Yosef, boy, how about if one guy needs the Pshuta Rishona, and another guy needs the Pshuta Achrona? I want to say, Tki Achat, Matzia Yad Shnehen. Rivam Bachir, boy, Kriyat Shmona Birchotea, or is it Hivalo Birchotea? And if it's a hefsek in the brachot, it's brachotel v'lo hi. How about if yifsik shlisha, nerchozer yifsik shlisha, nerchozer yifsik shlisha? Furthermore, b'korei m'sharina b'chaladam m'sharina. Om Rav Matar, I think it's a b'stavra b'korei. Rabbi Abu Shal, Rabbi Yochanan, b'gedana korei kriya shema. V'yovar b'mevo'ot ha'matunafot u'mafsik. Nofik ani yedei chovati olot. Omar le Abu b'ni. אם מפסיקה כדי לקרות את כולה, לא יצאת ידי חוב. רבי אלעזר סלג מבקר לרבי שמעון בר אבא, אמר לי, בגדען התשיש, הנקור ישמע, מתנמנים, נפקה נא ידי חובתי? Amalei in.